Next, we're going to test our contestants on their Pig Latin. But first, let's check in with them. Mitch Okun, you and your son are still both hooked on Pokemon Go.
Me more than him, actually, at this point.
You more than him?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Why?
I'll give the default adult answer, which is it got me out a lot more. My girlfriend and myself are walking. I lost 25 pounds over the summer.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
So have you hunted in any odd places?
The best place I actually ended up probably was in St. Patrick's Cathedral. During the summer, during the highlight of the game, somebody would occasionally find out that there was a super rare somewhere else in the city and a small flash mob would arrive. We were doing that on his birthday, on my son's birthday, when somebody yelled out that there was a Snorlax on 50th, which we realized that the thing was spawning directly on the steps of St. Patrick's Cathedral. So in other words, you have to stand there with your phone and catch it right there. Right about the time that 100, 150 exhausted Pokemon Go players sat down hectically catching the Snorlax is the time we heard the 9,000 pipes of the organ at St. Patrick Cathedral. The large front oak doors opened up and a brand new bride and groom emerged out, and 100, 150 exhausted Pokemon Go players erupted into applause. After the applause died down briefly and the photographer started taking pictures and everything, there was one guy who, I don't know if he showed up a little later, I don't know if he was being a smart aleck, but right just above the din of New York City is when you could hear one guy go, "Yeah, Snorlax!"
Stephen Ferrari, so of your Superman collection, what's a valuable item? You know, not money-wise, something that's valuable to you.
I mean, they all have something that's special to me, but it's probably...
That's what hoarders say.
Yeah, I know. My wife says the same thing. Probably some of the early comics that I got from my grandmother that I still have. I'm really good at that.
So she bought them and read the ones that she read to you.
Kept them. I mean, they're beaten all to hell now, but you know, I wouldn't try and open them, but I still have them.
That's pretty cool. Yep. See? So we've got a word game for you called Bring Your A Game. You're going to use Pig Latin to come up with the answers. And for a quick refresher course, let's go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska.
Here's hey ow hey ig pay at and lay irks way. Now, here's how Pig Latin works. You take a word and you move all of the consonants before the first vowel to the end of the word. Then you add a long A sound. So in Pig Latin, you'd pronounce Pig Latin as igpe atinle. So in this game, Ophira will give you a clue to a word and a clue to the word's Pig Latin translation. So if the clue is get close to the ground to cheer at a bullfight, you'd answer lo ole.
So the clue to the original word will always come first. So remember, be bold, buzz in, just talk it out. If you can get the first word, maybe Greg will help you figure out the second word.
Maybe.
Mitch, you won the last game. Win this and you're in the final round. Steven, you need to win this or Greg Pliska will record his Pig Latin explanation on your home answering machine. Okay, here we go. A stinging insect might use this website to auction off honey. Mitch.
Be eBay?
That is right. Yeah. If you enjoy a brand of white bread with dots on the bag, good news. Plans to bring you some are already in motion. Mitch.
Wonder underway.
Yeah, that's right. All right, how about this one? Blank in the world is Carmen Sandiego. In your respiratory tract. Mitch.
Where airway.
Yeah, that's right. What the Obamas might say to their older Portuguese water dog when they want him to follow a command. Steven.
Bo obey.
That is correct. Let's watch a movie where Jeff Bridges gets sucked into a computer and eats a main course. Steven.
Tron Entree.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, if chocolate maker Russell visited you for way too long. Mitch.
Stover's overstay.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, Stover, overstay. All right, this is your last clue. If Sophocles' Oedipus needed a bone scan, he'd get one of these. Mitch.
Rex X-ray.
Rex X-ray, yeah, that is correct. Puzzle girl Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Well, Stephen grabbed onto the Obama's dog, and I thought he was going to ride him to the finish line, but I'm sorry, Stephen. Mitch turns out to be our winner of this game, and we'll go on to the final round. Thank you, Stephen.
It's settled. Our finalists are Virginia and Mitch, and they're going to face off in the final round at the end of the show. And if you're mentally translating this into Pig Latin as I say it, you have a choice. Either pause and take stock of your life, or go to amatickets.org and ecumbe a untestant K. Either way, your life improves, eh? Coming up, we threw a rhyming dictionary at a cookbook to create the perfect game blend for celebrity chef Kat Cora. So stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.